And good morning. Welcome to Community Voice. I'm your host, Josh Engel. Today is Tuesday, October 22nd, and we are very, very pleased to have Community Violence Prevention Initiative in the studio with us today. We have founder and community liaison Tima Humphreys, as well as Vinnie Moto, a member of the Motorcycle Fellowship. These are collaborative partners working on an awesome project, the Motorcycle Fellowship and Community Family Violence Prevention Initiative, and that is the annual Powerful Women, Powerful Motorcycles calendar project. And we're going to get into this and so much more as we chat about the respective organizations. Why don't we jump right into introductions here with our guests. Tima Humphreys, good morning, ma'am. If you could, tell us a bit about yourself.
Great. Thank you so much, Community Voice, for having us on today. I really appreciate this opportunity to talk a little bit about what we do, and that is a mouthful. So we use CFVPI, which is, like you said, Community Family Violence Prevention Initiative. I founded this organization in 2016. Found myself as a victim of family domestic violence and overcame that. And so thank you so much for having us.
Of course. And so you actually forged this organization after struggles you dealt personally, the things that you've dealt with.
Yes. And that kind of catapulted me into seeking out how I could partner with organizations or either get the certification I needed. Because once I had an understanding of what that looks like, you know, one misconception about family domestic violence is that that there's physical abuse. I didn't experience any physical abuse.
Thank goodness.
But after, you know, calling the domestic violence helpline and really using that resource, how valuable it was, I knew that this changed the course of my destiny. And the organization is very organic. Really based on my belief system, but just the challenges that victims have navigating all of the things that are in place to help them is very overwhelming for someone that's come out of that situation.
Yeah, I mean, years of PTSD after something like that. I mean, the gaslighting and the psychological abuse is often so problematic because it doesn't leave bruises behind that police can see. You know what I mean? I mean, it's like, it's just such, so many people, I've known so many folks that have come out of that situation and have just been just devastated. But so often that pain is parlayed into something powerful, like what we have here right now, this organization.
And it can be, and that's our purpose, is to empower victims, but also to educate. You know, one of the largest barriers that, and misconceptions that victims face is, first of all, no one's going to believe them. So who's going to believe me? That is one of the biggest barriers. But the misconception is that that victims have to leave and take their children and leave the safety of their home or wherever, you know. And it's a good analogy to think, you know, when someone's a burglar and they go burglarize a bank, you don't take the teller out. You hold the perpetrator accountable. So a lot of training and specialized training to recognize, it's very complex in nature.
Sure.
But there is training, and I have taken it all. I am a data nerd. Everything that comes out from our state organizations, I absorb that material and really have an understanding of it. Greatly. But yeah, let's talk about our partnership with the Motorcycle Fellowship. It's a very organic grassroots. My organization is very organic and grassroots and has really grown a lot in the 8 years. And we partner with like-minded people that believe in what we do and what our vision is to empower victims and survivors of violence.
Absolutely. And we'll throw it over to Vinnie Moto. Vinnie, are you the founder of the Motorcycle Fellowship?
I did. I created the Motorcycle Fellowship. I had an idea of a plan back in the 2016-17. And in 2018, I thought, you know what? I can do this. I'm going to pull the trigger. I'm going to put the money in. I'm going to step out there and make it happen. And so I opened a shop locally. We had several initiatives, but one of the things that we were doing was working with youth. And many times it would have been someone that was people would refer to as underprivileged or damaged in some way. And so the concept, the idea is that in repairing, rebuilding a machine, a motorcycle, many times the individuals would be repairing, rebuilding, healing themselves through the process. So it's, I thought it was a really cool concept, and it's been very, very good journey, very adventurous, and I've seen a lot of change in a lot of folks, a lot of young kids. Typically 18 to 25 year old males is what I've worked with, but then we start, there's been also a lot of females involved in the same environments.
Well, tell us a bit about you. So as far as, you know, where you grew up, and maybe what led you into finding this organization.
I grew up in East Point. I've been riding motorcycles since I was about 6 years old. I moved to Carroll County around 80, 81. So I've been around this area quite a while. Probably one of my most recognizable or possibly greatest contributions to this community. Of course, I mean, I did go to West Georgia, got my undergrad and my master's there. I worked with, I was in finance, background was finance, worked with AirTran Airways. And when we had a need for a third call center, we opened a call center here in Carrollton back in 2004. And the call center was here for about 10 years, put a lot of college students to work. Had about 200 kids working for us at one time here.
Wow.
And then of course, Southwest bought out the airline. But having spent enough time in the corporate world, it was the money was good, but personally fulfilling, there's some benefit to that, but not truly, not following the path that I need to be on. And so I look at, you know, this many years, 50-something years of riding a motorcycle, I look at what is the commonality, what is the thread throughout my life, and it is motorcycles. I'm like, okay, this is my passion. I've got to do something with this. And fortunately, I got in a position where if it was a financial benefit, that's good. But if not, it's not necessary. I will be fine with without it being profitable. And so it's taken a twist, and it is that is not the point. It is we do what we do, and how I met Tima was one of the things I wanted to do was I have a couple of granddaughters, and I wanted them to have the joy of riding motorcycles and grew up with the idea that a woman can ride a motorcycle and doesn't just have to be a poster wearing a bathing suit on a wall next to somebody's designer build that's never going to see the road. It's like real women riding real motorcycles.
One's parked on top of mirrors. It's like, right. Yeah, that'll never see the road.
That's right. That's not the image I wanted them to take away from it. And it's really grown throughout the U.S. with more women riders. You got women motocross, you got women drag racers, you got women doing speed records out at Bonneville. And that's the side I wanted them to see. And so when I met Team, I said, look, I'm going to put together this calendar with real women riding their motorcycles. If you will help me with this, all of the proceeds from this calendar will go to your nonprofit. That was how we began working. That was the project we started working on. And now it's 7 years later, we're still doing the same thing. And I think it's very cool. It's very organic. And she can tell you probably more of the details about how we actually met before we got to the calendar, which is a great story within itself.
Lay it on me, Tima.
Well, I had gone through my divorce, and you lose a lot of friends. You lose your support system. Well, I reconnected with someone I met when I first moved to Georgia in 2006, and she rode a motorcycle. And we reconnected. My son had an accident in January of 2017, so we reconnected on Facebook. And, you know, she was all about, you got to get your motorcycle when you do. And she knew about our organization, and she was just telling me how proud she was of me, and she's watched me grow from a distance, from a Facebook distance. Yeah. And she said, I have someone that you need to meet, and his name is Vinny Moto, and he has very like-minded to use his, you know, his time, his resources, and his energy to empower others and to help others. And she was just talking him up. So she
plus, what a cool name. I mean, if I hear the name Vinny Moto, like, I'm trying to meet that cat.
Right? I agree. So, you know, she was writing, and we had started to develop some sense of lay business plan to present it very professionally to him. She's like, he's a professional. He went to college.
And yeah, he worked in the corporate world.
Yes. So that never came. On May the 1st, she broke her silence to me and was in fear for her life.
Oh.
And so my advocacy training kicked in, and I was just saying, you know, this is what you need to do. And so we were going to, we had been communicating using some very savvy words, which we had kind of put together so we could text back and forth because her communication was being monitored. And Mother's Day, she really wanted me to spend with her. She was going to have a big Mother's Day event. And my mom had lost her dog, so I went to see my mom, who was out of town, and told her that we will plan her exit. And it is a safety planning exit. When a victim leaves, chooses to leave or break their silence, the increase of fatality increases greatly, especially if there are five firearms present. It increases 500%. And so on the early hours of Mother's Day, she was shot and killed.
Oh, my God.
And
that's terrible.
So the justice, that's the name of my motorcycle, is the justice is for her. Her name was Amy, and she's in every calendar. And she, so I went and to the motorcycle fellowship, and I met Vince, and I was really kind of having some, my own shock about what had happened and the things that were surrounding it. I didn't use probably the best wisdom. I was very vocal, and I didn't realize how much power I was up against. And so Vince just really has such a good spirit, and really just allowed me to digress in the safety of his motorcycle shop, and said, well, you know, he shared with me that he had shared that with Amy, and they were talking about this motorcycle calendar, and he had already begun housing people that he had properties that he was able to house people to provide safe shelter. So it was a great fit for us. And took me a little while to believe what he was saying. I was like, I've never met a man like this that was so supportive of women, especially women riding. I had only been exposed to, you know, you ride on the back, and a lot of MC clubs, your property. You literally wear a vest that says you are property of. And that really parallels with the victim and the perpetrator mentality, is that that
absolutely
is my person, and that's where the risk increases. So what we do is we have been collaborating on it. It's been very organic. I love it. We have a PSA that is in the motorcycle on the centerfold. It's not a traditional centerfold, and it has all of the helplines. It has Know the Eight Before It's Too Late, which is how to recognize patterns. What does that look like when it's not physical abuse? And what we do is we provide, we take these stickers when we ride and we do motorcycle events throughout the U.S. We meet other people that are like-minded, and if they believe in what we do, then we bring them in, and if they want to participate in the calendar. And it has been mostly women who have been supportive. And so we take these stickers, which has some indicators, the Know the Eight Before It's Too Late, and we put these on bathroom doors, similar to some of the sex trafficking stickers, and it has an 800 number. And that is just one of the resources that is in the calendar that we use.
Well, time is 8:43. We're going to go ahead and take our first commercial break. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Vinnie Moto and Tima Humphreys as we chat more about the Powerful Women, Powerful Motorcycles calendar project to benefit the CFVPI, the Community Family Violence Prevention Initiative. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Consider the Mobius strip. Take a strip of paper, twist it, connect the ends. This connection forms a continuous loop, seamless, infinite. That's how your healthcare should be too. At Tanner Health, the Mobius is our symbol and our promise, representing our continuum of care and our commitment that the services you need will be here for you always. We're not just changing healthcare, we're redefining it. See more at Tanner.org.
The World Language Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined, curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in biliteracy fields of study. The successful completion of this journey provides colleges with a method to recognize a rigorous foreign language immersion experience for all students at Oak Mountain Academy. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And we're we're back to Community Voice. Today is Tuesday, October 22nd. I'm your host, Josh Engel, and we are chatting with two excellent organizations today, the Motorcycle Fellowship and Community Family Violence Prevention Initiative, CFVPI, Vinnie Moto and Tima Humphreys, as we chat about the Powerful Women, Powerful Motorcycles calendar project to benefit the CFVPI. If you're tuning in, be sure to check out the full episode of this podcast, as in the last segment we covered some powerful information, both a little bit of background on both of the organizations and a bit about this collaboration that has led to this point now. So let's jump right back into it, Tima. So this is the 7th annual Powerful Women, Powerful Motorcycles calendar. Tell us a bit about tell us a bit more about this project.
I thank you so much. I love it. The passion that I have for this project is just from the very beginning. It still fuels me today. So what we do is we have this calendar. These are real women that ride their motorcycles. And the motorcycle is pivotal because we use it to create dialogue. So if we're doing a community event, motorcycles are going to be there. If we're at motorcycle events, we're going to have a motorcycle there. So we're able to put up our tent with all of our information, our public information, and our resources. And then we have, you know, some teasers, and people will come over and go, well, what's this motorcycle about? Are you selling it, or is it a show bike? And that gives us an opportunity to start talking about what we do and how we serve victims and how we respond to crisis calls, all the things that we do for advocacy. But like I said, in the center of the calendar has our PSA. And what happens is when we're able to have that dialogue, we're able to put a resource in someone's hand that they're going to continue to look at, especially if they're motorcycle enthusiasts.
And the motorcycle itself is such a powerful motif. Think about everything that's baked into that culturally. The freedom, power, hitting the road, like disappearing, leaving things that are bad for you. You know, that's like such a classic motif in songs, Bob Seger song or a movie. And for that to be sort of like the centerpiece of this conversation, bringing people into the conversation and being able to have this open, honest discussion about a worldwide epidemic. I mean, this is something that has always happened and is continuing to happen. But I think initiatives like this can really help slow the spread and slow the general acceptance of such toxic, violent behavior, you know, in different homes. So right there in the center of the calendar, and just to remind folks who are just tuning in, this calendar, don't think when you hear this that it's one of those like cheesy 80s misogynist, like, I love how Vinny put it earlier, some girl in a bikini sitting on a bike, some show bike that'll never get ridden. These are real women wearing real biker gear on their actual motorcycles. And this is an awesome way to support and benefit your organization, but also, as you mentioned, provide a lot of resources. So if you could reiterate the resources that are available in this calendar for folks.
Well, you have Know the Eight Before It's Too Late, which are, a lot of people believe, about love. But if your love in your relationship is not producing safety, trust, and peace, you maybe shouldn't be calling it love. So there are eight indicators in Know the Eight, intensity, jealousy, control, isolation, and so forth. But each of those are broken down on this little sticker, which is very small, to show you what that looks like. What does jealousy look like? And if it resonates with someone, they can maybe question their belief system and say, hey, I might not be in a very healthy relationship. But there is an 800 number here that is national that has trained advocates on the other end that, you know, I experienced that. They helped me through it. I called them like they were my mother or something all the time for several months, just to get that support. But also the women that participate in the calendar, and I love it, it is very organic. We do all of our photos. In the last couple of years, as we've been traveling around the United States, meeting other women that ride, they become pretty much advocates and volunteers, and they become a resource in their community where they are. And when you're able to have an audience that is reciprocating that and receiving that information and wants to be a part of, that's where our strength is. That's where we're making a difference, is because we can actually see that people are willing to receive that. They're just not coming along going, hey, I want to be in your calendar. It takes a little bit more commitment. And we're able, if they want to, we have access to provide them with domestic violence 101 training. And, you know, they're kind of, I like to use this analogy, people, this message is kind of like dandelions, which represent hope and future, but they also, the seeds of the dandelion go forth and they're blown by the wind and they continue to propagate.
Oh, I love that.
And so we do have a small award that we will, well, it's really not a small, it's a big award that we will give to someone who goes above and beyond and actually wants to take the training and get the certification.
I think this is so cool because, I mean, that's, I mean, it's an incredible outreach. What a great way to engage folks, especially folks who might be going through similar situations as you and others have gone through. But on top of everything else, you guys have thought about it all. I mean, this bike calendar has specific motorcycle festivals and rides that are scheduled. Daytona Bike Week right here in March. All of that is already pre-built into this calendar. So for those who are both, you know, currently bikers themselves or maybe thinking about it, this would be a great resource because on top of supporting a great work and having so many great resources, I mean, it'd be very handy, you know. I mean, there's, especially for bikers. So I mean, this is a project. And just to make sure, so everyone, I don't want to speak incorrectly, everyone who is in this calendar, have they been in a domestic abuse situation, or are they supporters of the organization and supporters of the of everything that's gone through that the organization is behind?
Both. And I'll just kind of leave that at that, at there. But yes, they're all supporters of the organization in some capacity. Wow. Women have been truly the power behind this organization.
Yeah, there are some to partially answer that. Some of the women that have participated in the calendar have been in a situation that was not optimal. We don't usually discuss those. We let them share their story, and quite often they attend events with us, and some of them are very verbal and want to share their story, and others are keep it a little bit closer to themselves. But it is in some way they're sharing their voice by participating.
Absolutely.
And one of the largest things is that, or most significant things is that, whether they were involved in a relationship that was not healthy or not, they probably know someone who was, because everyone knows someone who has been in a situation that was not desirable. And quite often it's because they don't know. I mean, if we were to begin to study that, where do we learn about relationships, it's either going to be media, you know, what's going on in Hollywood, or the family that we grew up in.
And a lot of times that's not better.
No, and you just become acclimated to that type of behavior. Psychological abuse is the most powerful form of abuse. They actually use it in warfare because it keeps you captive with no actual cage or no actual prison. And it emotional.
You'll do it to yourself. Once they you know, they beat you down enough and sort of deprogram you, you're gonna perpetuate whatever their ideas are, no matter what.
Especially if you have a heart for someone, you wear your heart on your sleeve, you're going to be easily emotionally manipulated, and it's easy for that to happen. But the women that do participate, and I can tell you, this year has been a huge milestone. I've been before many city councils in the last several years asking them to acknowledge October as Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Well, we hit the trifecta this year.
Excellent.
And it's been so great, and I want to give Bremen, made a proclamation recognizing October as Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And the literature, I mean, the wording in this proclamation is very powerful, as well as Mayor Betty Kaysen recently, I think around the 9th. And then I think one of my biggest supporters now is Leslie McPherson, the Villarica mayor. She is extraordinary.
She's tough. She a biker?
Yes. I don't believe so.
You should change that. Get her a bike. Help her get a bike.
I was trying to get her to take a picture with the proclamation, but they had an agenda. They were busy. I couldn't take her away from that. She has a passion for that city. But the women that she surrounds herself with, Diane DeSantos is now the chief deputy city manager. I'm not sure the title. And Melissa Connor, who is the Main Street director there, have been very supportive in this month. It's just been so great to be received and encouraged and like, we're on board. What do you need from us?
Three local municipalities, Carrollton, Bremen, and Villarica.
Yes.
All three proclaimed October as a Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
Yes.
In support of this organization.
Yes. And my belief system is just like a voice. You have a voice. And when you put that out there, it's very strong. But I do want to give a shout out to a few other women. Melinda Wright, she's a law enforcement in Douglas County. Her organization that she works with is, it's a motorcycle organization. They are Widow's Sons, and they have grown a charter here, and they've been very supportive, and they did a ride last year, and they're sponsoring and hosting a ride on December the 7th, and that's going to be at Buck Creek Masonic Lodge. In Carrollton, and we will end up in Whitesburg, and that's coming up December the 7th, and she's pretty awesome.
Awesome. Well, time is 8:56. We're going to go ahead and take our last commercial break, but when we come back, we'll just have a couple of minutes to leave listeners with some final words about the Community Family Violence Prevention Initiative and the Motorcycle Fellowship, as we have been chatting about their collaboration, the Powerful Women, Powerful Motorcycles Calendar Project. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Consider the Mobius strip. Take a strip of paper, twist it, connect the ends. This connection forms a continuous loop. Seamless, infinite. That's how your healthcare should be too. At Tanner Health, the Mobius is our symbol and our promise, representing our continuum of care and our commitment that the services you need will be here for you always. We're not just changing healthcare, we're redefining it. See more at Tanner.org.
The Entrepreneur Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in business and leadership. Critical areas include identifying entrepreneurial characteristics, selecting a value position, and business model development. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And we're back to Community Voice, Tuesday, October 22nd. We only have a couple of minutes left with our guest, Tima Humphreys, with the Community Family Violence Prevention Initiative, and Vinnie Mota with the Motorcycle Fellowship. I did want to, if we could, here in the little bit of time we have left, Tima, leave folks with information how they can acquire this calendar, Powerful Women, Powerful Motorcycles, to support the organization, and where they can learn more about the CFVPI.
We are on social media. We have a website that's www.cfvpi.org. There is a calendar link on there. It hasn't gone live yet because we haven't printed. However, but that's where you can get it. And most importantly, all of the proceeds from this calendar serve victims in West Georgia. Even though we go nationwide, everyone knows that participates, it comes back to this community. And no one that works, that is in our organization, takes a salary. And so it's all volunteer, it's passion. And they can get the calendar, it will be available. I will have a link, they can purchase that at the CFVPI website, or just reach out to me on social media. I have two pages. I have a CFVPI site, and I have my site, Tima Humphreys.
Excellent. And Vinny, same question. Is there a website folks can learn more about the Motorcycle Fellowship?
We are not using a website at this time. It's a more of a low-key approach to it. I have worked with organizations, including CFVPI, where we find the students that need to could benefit from the program.
Sure,
and that's what we're working with.
Well, shout out to you guys. Thank you for everything that you do. Get your copy of the Powerful Women, Powerful Motorcycles Calendar Project. And thank you to everyone that tuned in today. We'll see you next time.